The largest hospital system in Western Massachusetts, Bay State Health, has been planning for years to respond to a pandemic. The planning is now being put to the test by the spread of the highly contagious novel coronavirus. At a briefing Monday, Bay State Health President and CEO Dr. Mark Kerouac talked about how the hospital is responding.
Bay State Medical Center began responding very early on to this, since we were preparing for the Ebola virus and the Zika virus. We began preparations in December by screening patients coming from China. Several weeks ago, we set up an incident command center under the leadership of our chief physician, Dr. Andrew Artenstein. Andy is also an infectious disease expert who worked at Walter Reed in biodefense and limiting the spread of novel infectious agents. So we're very lucky to have someone of his background. This command center meets every day. They talk about all the new information that's coming from the federal and state authorities. We have been changing policies on the fly, dealing with issues that frontline employees have been raising for us, trying to anticipate the numbers that we're going to be facing, and then putting up current information both on our website, baystatehealth.org, and giving daily briefings to our employees. We've instituted screening protocols, which are kind of different now, so that rather than asking patients to run right down to see their doctor, we're asking them to call first, and we would walk you through a series of questions to determine if you need to come in at all or if you can simply stay home. If indeed you need to come in, we've put in place screening centers where people are properly protected and can send off tests. Unfortunately, the testing situation, as many of you have heard, has been somewhat delayed and somewhat far below what other countries in the world are doing. We've tested over 100 individuals at this point, but we've only gotten about 40 tests back as negative. There was one positive, which I'm sure you're all aware of, but another 50 where we suspect that the virus is there, that we're still waiting for tests to come back. We expect that the testing protocol will be changed, that more tests will become available, and we hope in the near future that we're going to be able to do the tests at Bay State Health with a four-hour turnaround and then have a distributed series of testing sites across the area. We've set up a 12-bed isolation unit, but we're concerned that that might not be enough, and we're looking to bring other beds online as well as other personnel to staff those beds. We've restricted visitors. We are canceling elective surgeries, which will free up both bed space and personnel. And we're doing everything we can to protect our staff and having adequate protective apparel, which are essentially gowns, masks, and eye protection. We appreciate the public's understanding because this is not business as usual. This does not feel like the open society that we're all used to moving in, but it's important that we do this work now in hopes that it will bear fruit later with an epidemic that's less intense and a little bit more prolonged and smooth so that it doesn't overwhelm the health system like what's happened in some European countries. The stuff we're worried about is not making sure we don't run out of personal protective equipment, having adequate numbers of staff, and as I mentioned before, getting that testing online fast. I think that we all have a job to do in keeping ourselves safe from this. It's a test for us as a community. Can we come together and behave differently? This is the new normal, and I think if we actually all adhere to these guidelines, we'll be able to limit the spread of the virus and pay less of a price down the road. What is going to happen is that sooner or later there will be enough people who've contacted this, gotten over it, and gotten immunity that it will die out on its own and we will return to a normal life. Hopefully years from now we'll have a vaccine or other treatments. But for right now we need to do these old-fashioned things, these old isolation things that have been proven to work, for years and years.